You're listening to the Kribo Shoe Podcast, Episode 50, Nindy Showcase Spring 2019. Welcome back to another episode of the Kribo Shoe Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host. He's the cuphead to my mug man. Chad is here.
I've been waiting for that introduction. Hello, everybody.
So we're very excited to record this week for you guys. We just watched the Nindy Showcase a couple of days ago, and we're excited to talk about some new games coming to the Switch. Before we get into those, though, we're going to go ahead and talk about what we've been playing. Have you played anything much lately, Chad?
To my shame, I have not. I've hopped in the occasional Smash Brothers. I'm trying to become the world's best Pichu player, actually, but it's not turning out so hot for me.
And very nice.
Playing a little Pokemon Go, but hardly anything at all.
Yeah, I've also been playing a little bit of Pokemon Go. I got my second shiny, actually, finally.
Really?
Yeah, I got it out of an egg. It's, I forget the exact name of it, but it's the smaller version of Meryl from the second gen. I think it's Azmarill or something like that.
Yes, I remember.
It's green instead of blue.
Oh, so very cool. I've never seen that one before.
I was happy to get that. I also, we're going to be talking about Castle Crashers here in a little bit, which is one of my favorite beat-em-up games. So I'm excited about that game coming to the Switch. And I thought, you know what? I need to see what kind of beat-em-ups are on the eShop. So I did a little bit of research and seeing what people recommended online. And I picked up a couple that I thought were going to be pretty good. I picked up Raging Justice and 99 Vitas. And these were two that kept coming up when people were talking about beat-em-ups on the Switch. And this is just a genre I grew up loving in the arcade. I just love a good beat-em-up game. It's just, they're just kind of almost relaxing to play through. They're very simple, but a good beat-em-up is also a lot of fun. So I'm unhappy to report, though, that neither of these games are very fun. I couldn't recommend either of these games to anyone but just a die-hard beat-em-up fan. You'd have to like them even more than me. I was very disappointed with these, so I'm glad that we are getting a few more good beat-em-ups to the Switch, because I don't think these are worth your time.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that. That sure is disappointing. I remember hearing a little bit about 99 Vitas, but I couldn't tell you much about it.
Yeah, I was very excited about it, but they just don't play well. They don't look good, and they just don't control well. I was just very disappointed. So I think if you're looking for a beat-em-up right now, obviously I think your best bet would be the Capcom beat-em-up bundle. Those are really good games in there. And I also have been playing a game I got probably a month or two ago, but I never played yet, and that's the Sega Genesis Collection. And this is a great collection. I think it's pretty cheap. I want to say it's $29.99 for the physical version. And it's got, I don't know, 30 or 40 Sega Genesis games. And it's very well done, and there's some great beat-em-ups on there. I definitely grew up loving, and they still hold up. I've been playing them. The Streets of Rage series, there's 1, 2, and 3 are all included in this collection. And there's some other good stuff in there as well. So I think that would be the second thing I would go to for some beat-em-ups on the Switch.
That's very cool. I'm a huge beat-em-up fan as well, so that's good to know. But maybe I'll purchase that as well.
Yeah, so that's really all I've been playing. So let's go ahead and move on into our pickups. Have we picked anything up here lately?
So I got another birthday gift the other day. You actually just gave it to me, I guess. So
right before recording.
I am very happy to report that I now have a complete set of the Pokemon 2DS XL or 2DSs from Japan.
Very nice.
You gave me the Charizard Red version. And that completes the set of four.
You got them all, red, blue, yellow, and green.
I finally caught them all. This is amazing.
Well, that's great, man. I think these are going to look awesome in your game room someday all together. And I just couldn't bear for you to have all but one of them.
So. Oh, well, yep. I've got them all now, and I can't wait to get them out and display them proudly.
Very nice. Anything else?
So I got a copy of Yo-Kai Watch 3 for the 3DS. Now, this has been dodging me for a long time, and I finally secured a copy at a Best Buy out of town, and I left it sealed, and I'm very glad I have. This game is almost reached $100 on eBay.
I was just fixing to say, where did you find this game? I've been looking for this game for months, and I cannot find it anywhere.
I finally got one copy. It was actually a little while back, but I was finally able to pick it up. And
that's awesome.
It's in perfect shape. I'm very happy to add very it to the collection. Good.
Man, I think this game had a super limited print run on the 3DS. I mean, it's gone anywhere around where we live.
Yeah, I've never seen it on the store shelf. And the same, what made me go for it is the previous Yo-Kai Watch games, the Blaster series. Both of those just came out and disappeared immediately, and I missed out on those. So I didn't want to miss out on this one. The only other thing I picked up was Windjammers, the physical edition. So I was really surprised to see a physical edition for this coming exclusively to Best Buy by Limited Run Games. And once I saw it, I definitely knew I had to add that.
Yeah, same here. Mine actually came in yesterday, and I'm just super glad to get this. This is a game I've always loved, and it's kind of a more obscure game, but also a really good one. So I was really happy that a physical edition was announced and released. I really didn't see that coming. If I would have, I wouldn't have bought the digital version, but I double dipped on this one because I would just love to have Windjammers on my shelf. And I could see this one also being somewhat of a collector's item someday. You never know. It may not, but I think there's a chance it might.
Yeah, I think so too.
And that's really the only thing I've picked up this week. So let's go ahead and move on into the news. Just a couple of things here. Konami is celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. And so they have announced three different Konami Anniversary Collections. Now, as far as I can tell, these are all going to be digital only. But they've announced three different collections. They've announced the Arcade Collection, the Contra Collection, and the Castlevania Collection. So, and they're all coming to the Switch, and each collection will have a selection of 8 games for the category that they're named after. For the arcade, they've named all 8 games. There seem to be fairly early arcade games, like late 80s, early 90s, so not anything too recent and not anything licensed. But that's still cool for people that grew up playing those games. The ones I'm a little more interested in are the Contra and the Castlevania collections, because these are series that have a lot of good games in them and a lot of games that are sought after by collectors. So it's great that these are coming.
Right, yeah. I really enjoy playing the Contra series. I've never been able to get into Castlevania, though, but I would love to. But
yeah, so right now they've announced, I think, 4 games each in the Contra and Castlevania collections, and they're going to announce the other 4 at a later date.
Okay.
But these are definitely something to keep your eye on if you've wanted to get into one of these series. I think they're probably going to be fairly cheap. I want to say they've announced maybe the pricing for the arcade one was going to be $19.99.
Not bad.
So if it stays something like that for 8 games, especially in these Contra and Castlevania series, I think that'll be a really good price for some people.
For sure.
Another thing we got, and I kind of alluded to earlier when I was talking about my my beat 'em up trials and tribulations on the Switch, is Castle Crashers Remastered is coming to the Nintendo Switch in summer 2019.
So you told me about this, and I've never played Castle Crashers, but by your excitement, I trust it's pretty good.
You know, to me, it's right up there with just the absolute classic, all-time classic beat-em-ups. I mean, I would slot this right in there with Turtles and Simpsons and X-Men. It's so much fun to play. It's a 4-player game. You can play it both co-op locally, and you can play it online. So there's plenty of ways to play. You can level up your characters as you go, and also get new weapons. So there's a little bit of progression in this that isn't in a lot of beat 'em ups. And it's just a ton of fun to play. And I cannot wait to play through this all over again with you when this comes out on the Switch.
Yeah, I'm really excited that you can play some online co-op. I love it when these beat 'em up games like this, not just the big time games, have that feature.
Yes.
And I'm really looking forward to trying it out.
Yeah, and on top of that, they've said it is also going to have HD Rumble support. So I'm excited about that, because if you think about any game that would be good with HD Rumble, I think a beat 'em up is a perfect genre for it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're constantly getting hit or getting in hits and doing things. So I'm excited to see how that is as well. And then kind of the last news item we have, or the last goose item we have, is we got some Untitled Goose Game gameplay footage was finally released. This is a game we've been excited about ever since it was announced.
We finally got to see a little bit of what this game has to offer, and I believe it was about a 20-25 minute video or something, and I watched the whole thing.
you know, this game just seems incredible. I also watched the whole thing. It's I think it was on GameSpot.
I believe so.
I'll try and make sure and put a link in the show notes to this video if you want to see a little bit more about what the Untitled Goose Game is all about.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to keep the titles for now, at least. It keeps appearing. I think a lot of people really like it.
Yeah, at this point, I hope they just keep that as the final name.
Yeah, I do too.
But yeah, I'm very excited about this. I'm not sure exactly when this year it's coming out, but very excited about picking this up and just seeing exactly what all you can do in this game.
I know you can honk and waddle.
It seems like there is a honk button in this game, yeah. Which is perfect. All right, well, that's kind of everything we have up into our main topic. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we're going to get into all about the Nindy Showcase from earlier this week.
All right, we're going to go and get into our main topic here, the Nindies Showcase. Now, I was always look forward to a good Nindy Direct, even though there's not a lot that always entices me. There's always a few here that I'm very interested in.
Yeah, and it seemed like this week they announced it, they said it was going to be over 30 minutes of Nindies, and to me that this is one of the more sizable Nindy Directs we've gotten. It seems like a lot of them in years past or months past have been about half this time. So I was figured, you know, like you said, we're not the hugest indie fans. We don't play every indie game that comes out. For one, there's too many. We just don't have the time. But I also love a big retail game as well. So, but I figured with that much time, we would find a few games that did interest us.
Yeah, 30 minutes is big, even for a big name direct, for a Mario direct.
Exactly.
But I thought they started off with an absolute bang because
me too.
Cuphead is coming to the Nintendo Switch. Cuphead and Mugman, of course. And that will be released on April 18th, 2019 for $19.99. So it's coming out really soon. I love the trailer. It started out, I was wondering, where are they going with this? It was black and white. This guy put on a clear mask and was pouring some milk in a mug. But of course, Cuphead and Mugman pop out of the mug and go into that footage.
Right. This is, I mean, you talk about starting with a showstopper. I mean, Cuphead comes in the Nintendo Switch. I mean, this is a Microsoft Xbox exclusive game here.
Exactly.
I think Microsoft helped fund this game, but you know, and you mentioned this when we were talking about it earlier, off the microphone. But you know, ever since it seems like Nintendo and Microsoft teamed up for that YouTube video of Minecraft, it seems like they've just been getting closer and closer, and so now we're to the point of Microsoft is lending us their games, and I couldn't be happier about this.
Yeah, this is always a game I've always wanted to be on the Switch or some Nintendo platform at least.
Exactly.
And I can't think of a better platform than the Switch for this game. I absolutely love the visuals. I think they're some of the best around, and the music is incredible as well.
Yeah, it's got a very unique look. It's like a 1930s and hand-drawn animation cartoon look, and it's a lot of fun. This is a very difficult game, don't get me wrong.
Me and you have actually played a little bit of this on your Xbox, and
yes.
I remember it was rough.
It's definitely, you should not expect to beat any of these levels in your first try. It's all about memorizing the patterns. It just kind of reminds me of an upgrade to like classic Contra games, where it's just all about running through levels time and time again, memorizing where the enemies and where the fire is coming from, and getting a little farther each time you try it. And but it is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it really is. And it looks like there's also some DLC an update coming to it.
That's right.
That's really cool. And I've heard rumors about a physical version of the game coming, which would be a first for Microsoft or the Switch.
Yeah, now this is something that really excites me and you as collectors and loving to have Switch cases on our shelves. I really hope that they will announce a date for this physical release if it is indeed coming, because I want to see if I'm going to be able to wait for the physical release, because I would love to.
Same here. I'd love to see this on my shelf. Second thing that we're just going to go kind of whatever appealed to us the most. We're going to skip over quite a bit of this.
If we talked about every game that was shown, this segment would be longer than the Nindies Direct, and there's just a lot of games that didn't catch our eye. So yeah, these are just the ones that kind of stuck out to us.
Exactly. The Red Lantern, it was announced for the Switch. I don't believe we got a release date, except it was just available this year.
Yeah, available in 2019.
Like most of the games that we know about.
I thought this was a pretty interesting looking game. You're basically up, I think, in Alaska, and you're going, you're competing in the big sled dog race, and it seems like it's kind of randomly generated. I thought it had a good look to it. to it, though, for an indie game.
Right, yeah, it almost looks a little bit open worldish, and you just have a team of a dog sled team and going through the wilderness, of course, in the snow and everything, and it looks like you can hunt. It's almost a survival aspect to this game that I'm getting here. It's a
survival game. You've got to make sure and get food and fend off predators and stay warm and all kinds of stuff. So I don't know if I'll end up actually liking this game or buying it, but I'm very interested in learning more and seeing what the reviews look like when this game comes out.
Yeah, the look of the game really enticed me, so we'll see how everything turns out.
I agree.
Our next thing is Blood Roots. It's coming to the Switch this summer. No release date again.
Now, this game looks very interesting to me. You know, at first glance when they were showing the main character, it's a guy with like a wolf on his head. And I'm like, I have zero interest in this game. But then they started showing the gameplay, and it's kind of a top-down view. And you're this guy, and you've got to, you know, get through all these enemies and get through different parts of the world. And it's just crazy the smoothness that this guy can go and maneuver around and fight enemies. It's just like very quick and stylish, and just, I don't know, it looks really appealing to me.
It's very fast paced. 1 minute you're riding atop a barrel and crashing through a fence and chopping down a tree to get up to the next level of the area. And it's just super fast paced, and something about it is just very appealing.
Yeah, just that sequence of events you mentioned, you would think in a regular game that would take, you know, several minutes to do. This is done in like 5 seconds. Yeah. I mean, it's just boom, 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 boom. You're just doing all this stuff. And I don't know, it just seems like it'd be a lot of fun to play.
Right, yeah, same here. That was a very cool looking game. And besides Cuphead, I think this was obviously the next biggest thing that they announced. And
definitely.
That was the Cadence of Hyrule, Crypt of the Necrodancer. Necrodancer, not the Necromancer. Okay, featuring The Legend of Zelda.
Yes, I thought this came out of nowhere.
It really did. I was seeing this gameplay, and I saw she had a shovel, so I was like, well, maybe this is the daughter of Shovel Knight or something. I never seen her before. It had a cool look to it that I was interested in, but I wasn't considering buying it until I saw Link and Zelda appear. And you could even hear what sounded like Legend of Zelda-themed music in the background while they're showing this. And it just looks really cool. You were going over a little bit with me about this series and everything. I didn't really know much about it, though.
Yeah, so it looked like, you know, Crypt of the Necromancer, I think, was the original game. And it looks like it was a randomly generated dungeon crawler. But kind of the hook to it is you can't just... It's not like a Zelda game where you can just walk around freely and swing your weapon freely. You have to do this all to the beat of the music. So each beat of the music allows you to make one move. And so it's kind of a hack and slash dungeon crawler slash rhythm game, which that sounds actually kind of appealing to me. And when you throw in The Legend of Zelda, and this looks like a Hyrule map to me. It kind of reminds me of like A Link to the Past or something. So this is kind of a top-down looking Zelda game. It doesn't look like it's probably going to be randomly generated dungeons, which I'm a fan of just more designed dungeons myself. So that's a plus for me. And the fact that, you know, it's heavily music-based and they're adding The Legend of Zelda means we're going to be hearing a lot of Legend of Zelda tunes. And I'm very, very interested in this game. I can't wait to learn a little bit more about it, but I'm definitely going to be trying this game out. I mean, The Legend of Zelda integration really got me interested.
For sure. Not only are Link and Zelda in the game, but I remember seeing some goblins and even a Lionel present on the screen. Yeah. So that was really cool.
And it seemed like Link and Zelda to me kind of almost had the Wind Waker look to them, or Four Swords. So that's kind of the style they're going for. And I mean, I just couldn't believe it. This to me is a really big step for Nintendo. We've seen them lend out their characters before to other studios, but it's always been big studios. I mean, talking about Ubisoft with Rayman, the Rabbids and Mario, and Starlink with Star Fox, and stuff like that. But this is the first time I think Nintendo's ever lent their characters to an indie studio. And I think that's a big move for them, and that we may be seeing more and more stuff like this. But I'm very glad that Nintendo's not afraid to lend out Link and Zelda this game, because I mean, it just obviously makes it a whole lot more interesting for someone like me who probably wouldn't have even been interested in this game if it hadn't have been for them.
Exactly. Yeah, that's really appealing to all the Nintendo fans out there, and I agree with you. I was definitely getting a Wind Waker vibe as well.
Yeah, and we don't have to wait long for this game.
It's spring 2019 is what I'm seeing.
So I'm thinking, you know, this will probably be May or before would be my guess.
That'd be perfect. Get us all prepped for the Link's Awakening.
So. Oh, yeah. Very nice.
All right. That was kind of our big four, as you would call it.
The ones those are the ones I can see myself buying someday.
Yeah, exactly. But we do have a few honorable mentions here. I believe you had a couple and I had a couple.
Yeah, I'll run through my two and then you can do yours.
Sounds good.
So the first one I wanted to mention is a game called Rad, and it's by Double Fine. And, you know, this game could look kind of neat. It's kind of a post-apocalyptic world, and everything's dead and dying. And it seems like your character is kind of one of the last guys on Earth, maybe. And everywhere he walks, it seems like life starts to go behind in his trail and his footsteps. So he might be walking across a desert, and as he walks, it's like grass and flowers are growing behind him. And I don't know a whole lot about this game from the trailer, but it seems like maybe you'll kind of be restoring life back to the world. And I know Double Fine is a very well-regarded developer, so I'm going to keep my eye on this one. I don't know if I'll be interested or not, but it did seem interesting.
And it was really cool. It looks like you can mutate while you're playing the game.
That's right.
One guy was playing, it looked like a snake's head and everything, had an extra long reach, and it looks like you had different kind of arms. I don't know if you can mutate on command or just certain levels have certain powers or what exactly.
It definitely seems like it's going to be very interesting, and there's going to be a lot of character customization through these mutations that you may come across.
Right. I was not interested in this game at all whenever I saw the trailer, but I actually went back and rewatched it. Nintendo had on their YouTube channel has trailers for pretty much all these games, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
And the more I watched it, I was like, man, I could see myself maybe giving this a try.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. I do like the name for sure. Rad. So the other game that I wanted to mention would be they announced Stranger Things 3, the video game, coming to the Switch. Now, honestly, I'm not interested in picking this one up. I'm not a Stranger Things fan, but you know that's a huge franchise. I think it's Netflix's biggest show, and you know I kind of miss the days of before smartphones and everything on all these mobile games where we used to would get console games based on TV shows and movies. And so I thought that's kind of neat that they're actually making a full game for Stranger Things, and I'm sure fans of the show will be happy to pick this up.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, I've never seen the show, so not technically a fan. But I really thought the art style looked cool on this game. If I was a fan of the show, I think I'd definitely be interested in it.
It does. It does look neat.
Yeah, I really like the art style. And I really miss when we used to get a movie video game for every movie or TV show that was out there.
I know, it's kind of neat.
We got some off of the Spider-Man trilogy. We got all different kinds of movie games back in the day. It was just awesome.
And a lot of them were trash, but there was always a few gems out there, and we just don't see that anymore.
Exactly. So. Yeah, no, that was a good one to mention. My two honorable mentions, I actually don't have any interest at all, but I just thought they were a little different, so I wanted to mention them. The first one was Neo Cab, and right when I thought this, it was the kind of the life of an Uber driver is kind of what I got out of this. So you were driving around in the cab. I think you were the last human
driver.
Yeah. Everything else was being driven by machines. And I'm not sure if you can control the vehicle or if you're just carrying on conversations with the passengers. I'm really not sure.
Yeah, this game had a really unique look. And I don't know exactly how much gameplay it's going to be. It almost kind of looked like a graphic adventure or something. But it did definitely have some style to it.
It was just very obscure. I've never seen anything like it. And I just felt like mentioning it just because it was so different. The next thing was Blaster Master 02. We got, of course, the original Blaster Master on the NES, and then Blaster Master 0 was one of the first games on the Switch, one of the first eShop titles, and I was surprised to see a sequel already coming. I'm not really a fan of the Blaster Master series. The NES one's alright, but this was one of the few titles that we got available right here, right now, right away. So that I thought that was a nice addition to the eShop.
Yeah, no, me too. And of course, there's also, you know, I think Blaster Master 0 came out right around the Switch's launch, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
I definitely didn't expect to see a sequel to it.
Yeah, I didn't either, not after so long. But I probably won't be picking up any of these games that we mentioned, except possibly for Rad, possibly not. Still on the fence about that.
Yeah,
those are just some of the ones I wanted to mention.
Definitely, but I would inquire everyone who hasn't seen this Nindy's Direct. We'll link into the show notes. Watch it for yourself because there is a bunch of other games we did not even mention that may be right up your alley. So definitely take a look and see everything coming as far as indies this summer
or
this year.
Sure.
Yeah.
And we also have some more Nindies that are already out. We're having a sale on the eShop right now.
Oh, that's right.
Which is really cool. There's some pretty big names. I know Horizon Chase Turbo, which you're a fan of. I know Night in the Woods is on there. Donut County. And there was a lot more.
Yeah, and these were all pretty big name indie games. It wasn't a whole lot of junk in there, it didn't seem like.
Exactly.
So definitely check that out if you've been interested in some of these games. It looks like the discounts vary per game. Some of them are pretty good discounts and some are pretty weak.
But I noticed that.
Anyway, I'm definitely going to be looking at the sale again over the next few days and seeing if there's anything I need to pick up.
Yeah, for sure. Well, even though we didn't get any Untitled Goose Game mentioned in the Nindies Direct, I was very excited to see Cadence of Hyrule and Cuphead coming.
Me too. And it was great that in the same week we also heard about both Castle Crashers Remastered and we got some gameplay for Goose Game.
Exactly.
So, it was a really great week for downloadable games on the Nintendo Switch. Probably one of the best weeks we've ever had.
I think so.
So that's going to kind of do it for the Nindy Showcase and our thoughts on it. But before we end here, we have another very special announcement. So we are going to be having our very first giveaway for the show. And we were very excited about this. We've been talking about it for a while and we're ready to do it. So we're going to kind of go over everything, all the info regarding the giveaway right now. So, first of all, the prize. We are giving away a brand new pair of neon pink and neon green Splatoon 2 Joy-Cons.
Ooh.
So, that is the prize, and I'm sure if we thought, man, this would be a perfect prize for our first one, I'm sure everyone listening is into the Switch, so I think anybody would probably be happy to get this prize. And we will announce the winner on the 52nd episode, the 1 year anniversary of the show, on April 9th, 2019. So that is when the winner will be announced. So make sure and tune in on April the 9th, 2019 for the announcement of the winner. So a few more things regarding this giveaway. First of all, since this is something that we have to ship, this contest is open to listeners in the United States only. We plan on doing future giveaways in the future that may be stuff like a download code or something. And when we do that, it'll be open to the everyone worldwide. But for this contest, it's going to be U.S. residents only. And you will have until April the 1st, 2019. This is not an April Fool's joke. You have till April 1st to enter the contest. So how do you become eligible to be entered in this contest? Well, you can do one of the following three things. So the thing we would like you to do the very most would be to leave us a written review on iTunes. You know, we don't have a whole lot of written reviews. We have a lot of star reviews on iTunes. But we would love to get some more written reviews for the show from our fans. So if you do that, you will be eligible. You will be entered in twice to win. So you will get two chances to win this in the random drawing. There are two other ways that you can also be entered, though, as well, if you do not want to write a review on iTunes. You can follow us on Instagram, and that will give you one chance to win. And we are at Karibo Shoe Podcast on Instagram. Or you can follow us on Twitter, and we're at Karibo Shoe Pod for one chance to win. But the maximum amount of chances that you will have to win is two, no matter what. Even if you do all three of these things, we want to make it fair, and because some people don't have social media accounts, so we want to make it fair and give everyone a maximum of two chances to win. So that is how you become eligible, and you know, we will choose a winner from the eligible entries at random. We will take all the names that have done one of these three things and enter them into a random picker online, and we will pick a winner at random. And if you are selected as the winner, and of course we will go over this again in the upcoming episodes, but you will of course need to send us your mailing information to our email address at KariboShoePodcast@gmail.com, which is also where you can send in your questions to the show. So once a winner is selected, we'll announce it on the show, then you can get with us, get us your mailing info, and we will mail you your brand new pair of Splatoon 2 Joy-Cons. I think that's everything.
I think so. I'm very excited, this being our first giveaway and everything. I hope a lot of people enter, and I look forward to the future giveaways already.
Me too. So yeah, hopefully this is the first of many giveaways in the future. We've been wanting to do this, like I said, for a while, and I thought, man, the 1 year anniversary of the show is the perfect time. Go out with a bang and give away some Joy-Cons. All right, well, that's going to do it for this week's episode. We want to thank everyone for listening, and we will see you in the next episode. Okay, some quick housekeeping. Want to remind everyone to visit our show page at anchor.fm/KareeboShoePodcast. You can find all of our episodes there, as well as links to all the services that we're available on. Those include Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Cast, Overcast, and through the Anchor app on both iOS and Android. Please rate our show if you enjoy it on Apple Podcast and on Google Podcast. Of course, you can also email us your questions at KareeboShoePodcast@gmail.com. We are on Twitter at KareeboShoePod, and we are on Instagram at KareeboShoePodcast. I want to thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.